Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Q3 2023 financial earnings call. Together with my colleagues Wolfgang Bouyer and Dr. Riad Noralla, I will guide you through the key developments of the third quarter of this year. As always, this call will be recorded. In summary, I'm happy to report that despite the continuous challenging economic environment and the low consumer sentiment driven by negative income expectations and the very limited propensity to buy of customers, we have been able to slightly grow to €11 million and to improve our profitability compared to the previous quarter to €0.5 million adjusted EBITDA. We continue to clearly outperform the market, which had to record once again significant revenue declines. To give you an example, the online jewelry market went down by 20% in Q3. An important factor for our market outperformance was the loyalty of our customers and the very successful new customer acquisition. While the market continues to face revenue and customer declines throughout the whole year 2023, we accelerated the growth of active and new customers quarter by quarter, reaching in Q3 an active customer growth of 16% compared to last year quarter. Regarding our webshop business, we can report an increase of revenue of 15% in Q3, mainly driven by a very strong new customer acquisition. In fact, we increased new web customers by 45% in Q3 versus previous year quarter. So while we cannot change the economic environment, it's simply out of our control, we can focus on our customers, on customer relationship, and on new customer acquisition, and prepare for the time once the consumer sentiment improves again and put ourselves in a good position for growth. With our video shopping app, Julie, we have successfully launched the in-app payment function, Julie Pay, in August. Almost all channels have been converted to the new checkout procedure. The next steps are to increase the payment options and improve the customer onboarding experience. As we announced last time in our half-year presentation, we have started a strategic growth program called #Juvelo100. The target of this program is to increase the revenue of our core jewelry business to €100 million by 2030. In the upcoming slides, I will give you a little insight into the progress and show you two examples of our growth projects. And finally, we confirm our outlook for 2023. So I will skip this slide and go directly to slide number six. Here you can see the development of our business since 2021. And if we look at the last quarters, Q1 2023 remains the only negative quarter. Since Q2, we returned to profitability and stayed profitable also in Q3 with €500,000. So let me give you some insights about the key developments in the third quarter. Also, the third quarter of 2023 was marked by a highly challenging economic environment, negative income expectations, high inflation rates clearly above the target of the European Central Bank of 2%, and all this resulted in a very limited propensity to buy. The Gesellschaft für Konsumforschung, GfK, is measuring the sentiment and recorded a very negative score. Consumers are simply not in the mood to spend much. They remain in a money-saving mode. And on this slide, in the bars on the left, you can see that this impacted the market in a very significant negative way. All major markets to which we can compare our business had to record heavy revenue declines. The e-commerce in total, As reported by Bundesverband E-Commerce und Versandhandel BEVH went down by 14%. The multi-channel market went down by 19%, and our core market, the online jewelry market, went down by 20%. In comparison to this, we have been able to slightly grow our revenue by 1%. Let us take a look at important factors behind the outperformance of this market. On the chart on the left side, you can see the growth of active customers quarter by quarter in 2023, always on a year-on-year comparison. So Q1 2023 compared to Q1 2022, etc. In the course of 2023, we have managed to accelerate our active customer growth, reaching an increase of 16% of active customers in Q3. The growth of active customers comes both from our main revenue channels, the live business with a share of 14%, and our webshop business with a share of 84%, and mainly as a result of a significant increase of new customers, as I'm going to show you on one of our next slides. Normally, with such a significant growth of active customers, one would, of course, expect a proportional high revenue growth. So the reason why this effect cannot be seen yet is, not surprisingly, the current customer reticence, the current money-saving mode of our customers. We can see this in the second graph that shows the revenue per customer, which went down by 13% compared to last year quarter. If customers would have spent their usual amount of money, and 2022 was not a revenue per customer peak year at all, this would have increased our revenue in Q3 by 1.7 million euro, so by 16% revenue growth. So again, as I said, the economic environment is out of our control, but we are preparing for the time once consumer sentiment increases and put us in a position for growth. Speaking about growth, let us take a look at our static webshop business. Online jewelry market went down by 20%. We have been able to grow 15% with our webshop. Besides several on-page improvements, such as the AI-based search function with personalized product results, a significant growth driver has been our successful online marketing, resulting in a huge acquisition of new customers, as I'm going to show you on the next slide. And to give you a little outlook, today is 10th of November, so in exactly 2 weeks is Black Friday, so it's a very important time for our business. We will see what the purchasing behavior of our customers will be. What we can already say is that on the 1st of November, so the first day of the Black Friday month, the Black Friday season, we've been able to record the highest webshop revenue on one day ever achieved in the history of our company. In our Q2 call, I announced that we expect to be able to further increase the number of new customers by scaling the marketing channels in the upcoming months. And this is exactly what we did in Q3. We worked a lot on the marketing algorithms, we prepared campaigns, and we increased the online marketing spendings by 29%. The result was a significant increase of new customers by 45%. Besides the scaling of marketing budget, another important success factor was the improvement of our landing pages for new customers. And we are planning to improve this further. For example, we want to highlight in a more visible way our USPs, such as, for example, the price advantage of 45% compared to traditional jewelers, and also the new customer welcome package that every new customer receives. So this will further improve the conversion rate of potential new customer traffic. In our H1 call, we have presented to you our strategic growth program, #Yuvilo100, with a target to grow to 100 million euro yearly revenue in 2030. The program focuses on five main strategic areas. Video shopping. Video shopping is probably the main pillar of our business model, bringing higher customer lifetime values compared to all static web shops or static retail platforms. It has great conversion rates. It allows to transport both facts and emotion, and it puts the focus on inspirational shopping. And our task is to digitalize what we are successfully doing in TV. The second main topic is artificial intelligence. Everyone speaks about it, but not everyone is really using artificial intelligence. Thanks to our investment advantage and our learnings also from Julie, we are in a great position to really implement artificial intelligence and really use it to become more efficient, to decrease cost, to understand customer preferences, and to drive our sales. Personalization. So artificial intelligence gives us the basis to create a fully personalized shopping experience in all digital sales channels, inspiring our customers with products that are perfectly adapted to their preferences. Cross-border e-commerce, meaning that managed out of Berlin, we are developing projects to significantly increase our market presence and visibility and sales in all European countries. And finally, we believe that a massive change in e-commerce will take place in the upcoming years in the field of virtual shopping. So it will take some years to get there, but the combination of Move Picture 3D and the immersive virtual experience will not be less than a revolution of home shopping. In summary, with #Yuvilo100, we are laying the grounds for profitable mid to long-term growth for our core jewelry business. So let me give you two examples of our growth projects. Example number one is our new mobile shopping app. The app combines all five strategic development areas I just presented to you. As you probably know, we already have a mobile app for our jewelry business. So your question might be, what will be different about the new app? Where does the sales potential of over 15 million euro come from? Well, the existing mobile app has one significant limitation. It is designed as a second screen app for existing linear TV customers to improve the bidding and buying process. It makes total sense to have such an app, but it is not designed for new customers or existing customers that do not watch our linear live shows in TV. Our new app is designed to attract both existing customers and new customers. We will be able to market the app also separately from our live TV standalone, thus increasing the potential target group significantly. The idea is to provide an interactive, social, and fully personalized video shopping app for jewelry. It will put a high focus on inspiration, make use of the camera of a mobile phone for augmented reality features, and use the sensors of the mobile phone for virtual shopping experiences. There will not be one huge release in a couple of years, but we will develop the feature step by step and have releases month by month. And one important release will take place in a couple of days, and it's the launch of the new app technology, Flutter. So the same development framework we're using for Julie. So once again, here we have an example for the knowledge transfer between Julie and our core business. Example number two is AI translation video shows. So artificial intelligence is making huge progresses in translation, text to speech, lip sync in the videos, etc. You might have already seen some results of this AI tools on YouTube or on TikTok, where You can, for example, see politicians speak languages they actually don't speak, or say things they actually never said. The quality of these deep fake videos is impressive. Just take a look at the comment section of TikTok and YouTube on these videos. Many viewers think that this is real and that these people have actually said this. If we now combine this potential with our high quality video shopping material and our game robot, so our tool for automated shopping shows, we will be able to leverage our video shopping content and create international shopping shows at a very low production cost. Using then OTT over the top, we can then stream these shows to all TVs connected to the internet. And here we see a huge potential also for cross-border commerce. Our plan is to start the shows in France, where we already have a static web shop and static web customers, which of course is a huge advantage because then we can use existing data on customer buying preferences to improve this. I will now hand you over to Wolfgang for the presentation of the developments of Julie.
So, as we've already said in the half-year figures, we have launched JuliPay as a payment mechanism for the Indian market in August 2023. That has happened just as planned. And that is a very significant milestone in the further development of Julie, just because we have now brought the checkout process that used to be on the merchant's website into the app, which creates a much better shopping experience for the users because the users register once in the app. And with this registration, they can purchase products on each of the channels that are on the platform. We have discussed this with the merchants. Some merchants were, or most merchants were very happy with this option because they know that this will increase buyer conversion significantly. Some merchants said that they're unhappy about this because they lose control of the traffic of the users and therefore have decided to offboard. But in total, we are happy to report that out of the 1,550 merchants that we had end of September 2023 on the platform, we still today have virtually the same amount of merchants. Roughly 200 merchants have been added as new content to the platform, and 200 others have decided that they would like to leave the platform. So we have a stable volume of content, which is a good basis for growth into 2024. The third thing that is important when looking at Q3 is that together with the introduction of JuliPay, we have also completely overhauled the onboarding process of new users. So the way new users get accustomed with the app. In the past, when you were downloading Julie, Julie just played out the first video and then you could swipe through the content. Now we have a very short 20-second onboarding process during which we ask the customer to provide us a little bit of data about him or herself, the age, the sex, and also some of the product preferences. And that allows us to tailor-made the video feed that we deliver to new customers from the very beginning. We do not have to wait for the algorithm to determine what the customer is actually looking at. At the same time, we've also changed some of the graphic designs in order to make it more accessible. Both of these features, so the onboarding process and also the design, are the outcome of a very intensive focus group analysis that we did all across India in the last quarter, where we asked users and non-users about their view on the app and how they would want us to change the app in order to use the app. Into Q4 2023 and also going into 2024, there will be basically two core focus points in developing the app. which is comes from the relationship between customer acquisition cost and customer lifetime value. Obviously, at the moment, the existing customer lifetime value, so based on actual numbers of how much money people have spent in the app, is lower than the customer acquisition cost, just because we have only 2 months of buying history with the customers. What we use in this respect is we use what we call the projected customer lifetime value. So we look at what do we expect that customers will pay in the app over the course of the coming years. And we compare that with our customer acquisition cost. And this equation will have to be optimized in 2024 until we will actually make money on the customers, probably after the second purchase of the customers in the app. And therefore, we will have reached a perfect scalability in the Indian market. And each individual marketing euro that we spend in India will produce more contribution margin than we actually spend. So the customer order value volume that we have generated after launching Julie has been growing extremely fast. We generated a total of 16 orders in September and 202 orders in October. So it has scaled very significantly. We also dropped the sales price on first orders. This is here in Indian rupees. Because we started to work very heavily with discounted products that we offer in order to lure customers into the app, which is not unusual, that you try to make very significant offers so that people start to use the app. And you can see that this has resulted in the average order volume, the first purchase, to decrease pretty significantly from 500 rupees to 135 rupees. At the same time, you see that the share of discounted products decreases with repeat purchases. So with the second purchase, it's already down to 63% of discounted products. And with the third purchase, it's already way below 50. So the app is growing on the customer order volume very fast. At the same time, we are at the moment, and you will see that also when we go to the next slide in a second, and we're very cautious with the amount of money that we spend for marketing. We still have a lot of optimization to do, and we are not really keen to spend huge amounts of marketing euros that do not translate directly into sales prior to have a completely perfectly optimized sales mix, which is probably going to happen somewhere in Q1 2024. So going into new customer acquisition, we have had 12 new customers in September 2023 and 148 customers in October 2023. So also here, we see very significant growth. Obviously, we come from low numbers, and we will have to continue to see this very substantial growth in many quarters until we have reached profitability in the Indian market. But the direction is right, and we see more and more a situation in which we are able to attract customers at better prices. You can see that in September, we paid 700 euros for a customer, which was also a consequence of the very low budget. And then in October, that went already down to 70 euros. You may recall that from the user acquisition cost that we had throughout the beginning of Julie in 2022 and also for the first half of 2023, that over the course of time we have been able to continuously drive down this figure, and we expect that the same is going to happen with customer acquisition cost in Germany, in India. As you can see on the right side, which is very promising, is that our user retention after launching JuliePay has been able to increase even further. We are now at a 16% day-on-day user retention, and also the impressions per user, if you compare the quarters, have continued to go up. And we were in the first quarter at a figure of having 14 videos watched on average per user, and now we're at 27, and we see that in November this figure is going to is increasing even further, which gives us the confidence that the AI-based video feed that we generate to our users tends to get better and better, so plays out more relevant content and therefore keeps the users longer on the platform. That is the core points that we can say about Julie. Obviously, we're going to continue to improve the platform, and we see that based on the numbers that we have seen so far, that in Q1 2024, we'll be in a position to really start accelerating the growth of the platform in order to come to relevant numbers and also to a revenue contribution of Julie to the total group.
Good morning. Let's come to the financials and see there the overview. As Florian already pointed out, we clearly outperformed the market and are at revenues at 11 million, generating a growth of 1%. However, despite of the economic environment, we realized a decrease in gross profit by 8%. Nevertheless, we achieved to be profitable and to reach an adjusted EBITDA of 0.5 million. Let's take a look at the 9 months performance. Overall, outperforming the market, so a slight decrease in revenues concerning the economic environment. I think it's a very good result. Gross profit going down. So we see there a shift in the product mix and, of course, the impact of inflation. And overall, adjusted EBITDA at 0.6 million. We implemented a cost-saving program, and let us take a look at the major results. Overall, we realized a decrease in costs by 0.7 million euros, which were pointed out by once on the decrease of cost of reach and personnel costs. Let's take a look at the key performance indicators. And so overall, we can realize that we are on track with our guidance. We realized a positive adjusted EBITDA right now at for this quarter at 0.5 million, for the 9 months performance at 0.6 million. The overall point is the increase in active customers. This is the key metrics we have right now and which we want to really like to line it out. We see a clear increase in active customers, and as Florian already said, really a really strong performance in new customers, especially for the web, where we grew by 45%. Outlook. In fact, we see really like a high volatility driven on the one hand by the war in Ukraine and also by the war in Middle East. So we have really like a cautious approach. We shall not forget that in the last year we had 2 months impacted by COVID, but overall we confirm our forecast. So we say we expect sales to develop between a mid-positive and mid-negative single-digit corridor. The web shop is expected to grow. Adjusted EBITDA is to be expected in the low single-digit million range. Overall, the gross profit margin is to be expected at over 50%.
Yeah, this was our Q3 2023 financial earnings call. The presentation. Thanks, many thanks. I would now like to open the Q&A session, and it would be great if you could, as always, use the Zoom function of raising the hand, so we can then give you the microphone. So if you have questions, please raise your hand, and we can. I see the hand of Mr. Fry. Good morning, Mr. Fry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you can hear me. Never sure with this function.
Perfectly. We can hear you perfectly.
Great. Well, thanks for the elaborate presentation, first of all. And I would go on one by one, if it's okay, and start with existing Juvelo business. I think you mentioned the gross margin decline in the quarter. I saw the decline of average selling prices per item. Is this driven by a more promotional environment in general, or are you running some clearance activities? And to what extent do you think is this more a clearance-driven quarter where we should see some upside in gross margin in the fourth quarter, or anything specific which we should point out here?
Yeah. So, of course, it's we see this as a temporal effect, mainly caused by the customer by the current customer reticence. So, if we look at what the Gesellschaft für Konsumforschung publishes regarding customer buying preferences, it really has to do with the trend that all customers have. They want to buy something, but they want to spend less. So we see a shift in all customer segments that we have towards special offers, towards jewelry with slightly lower price points. Focused on marketing promotions in order to do what we can to improve the revenue. But I think it's a temporal effect. And as I said, when looking at the revenue per customer, we are currently not seeing a typical revenue per customer. Usually it's much higher. And I'm not comparing it to the COVID years, where of course we saw a very high customer revenue. I'm comparing it to 2022, or I could compare it to an average of the last 5-6 years. So we have all reasons to believe that the revenue per customer and also the price points of items sold will increase again.
Yeah, I totally understood. And I think promotions are the order of the day and thrifty animals, I totally agree. On a positive factor in the quarter, I think your customer acquisition costs declined double digit. Is there anything specific that you can point out? Do you consider that sustainable, or is it more driven by current pricing of bidding for AdWords or anything like that?
So we believe that the marketing optimizations we did are sustainable and will also help us in the future. Of course, it always depends on the competitors, on how much competitors spend on the different marketing channels. Probably in Q3, some competitors spent less because of the economic situation and because of their revenue declines. But at the same time, improvements we do, for example, on the checkout page, on our landing page, so improvements that help us to make more out of the traffic that we get are improvements that will help us also in the future. So I think that we can also expect to continue to see a significant new customer growth in the future. I don't think it's just a Q3 effect.
That sounds promising. And well, the momentum certainly speaks for you. Then going a bit to Jolie, first of all, can you explain me a bit? I didn't get it. You increased the number of discount orders in October substantially, and this drove growth, if I understood it rightly. But to what extent can you actually influence discounting given your relatively low take rate? Just a bit of background here would be helpful.
Yes. We took in the beginning kind of the majority of the ad campaign that we ran on Jolie was a generic ad campaign explaining how Jolie works and what you can get out of Jolie. And already in the beginning, we started to experiment I'll also give you some video. we started to experiment with promoting specific products. So we went to certain merchants and said, let's promote your XYZ product on the platform. And we agreed with a merchant to reduce the price significantly on that product in order to promote it on the platform. And we realized that the traction that we could get through that is much bigger than the traction we could get through the generic campaign. So it is essentially an approach that is similar to for what example Gorillas did in Germany when they launched their grocery home delivery platform, and they gave 20% to 50% discounts on the first order to bring people into the app. And that that is essentially what we're doing. And the important factor is that after the first purchase, we need to make sure that the increase of non-discounted product goes up so that people after the first purchase get used to spend true retail value amounts of money on the products.
Okay, so it basically means you found a way of your merchants basically subsidizing customer acquisition costs.
Yes, we split Why? That half and half. We split yeah. that half and half.
Yeah. Sounds pretty clever. And secondly, I'm not sure if I got the indexes of the numbers right in terms of total customers. Was that 148 orders in total, or did I?
Yes.
What was the precise numbers? Yeah.
So, that is kind of unfortunately, since we have only launched jewelry in Germany and we already have a substantial jewelry business, jewelry will have to live with the fact that it's way smaller than Jovelo, and also the numbers are way smaller. So this is the total order volume has been up by roughly 15-fold from September to October, but still it was a total absolute order volume of 202 orders.
Yeah, okay, so got it. It was a bit confused because of too much in India.
that's the only difference is on this page you have the numbers in Indian rupees, and on the following page you have the advertising numbers in euros, which is due to the fact that we run this through the worldwide Google and Meta ad platform, and we spend everything in euros there. And this is how we get the numbers out of the platform. But you have to keep in mind that in the whole month of September, we spent only 5,000 euros in advertising money in India. And in October, we still spent only 10,000 euros in advertising money. So this is it's a very low number. And that's a number that we deliberately chose because we would like to first optimize the marketing mix until we increase that number. Obviously, if you took into consideration the volumes of advertising spending that we do in Germany, kind of the growth rates would be way higher. But the payback period, so the time until we get the advertising money back would be too long. So that at the moment is something that we're a little bit cautious about. But we believe that sometime in Q1, at the latest in Q2 2024, we'll be able to profitably scale this, and then kind of the growth rate will also be higher.
So in essence, actually, your daily user retention, which improved nicely, is economically probably much more significant than overanalyzing the commercial metrics of October.
Yes. We will have to continue in this tenfold metric for quite some time until we have substantial numbers, but that is not surprising for a business that has just been launched.
No criticism, and again, I appreciate the transparency, but I just want to caution all of my investors that we should not overinterpret a number of such a small scale. Well, thanks a lot, and I'm curious to get the further results.